This Christmas period. Many years ago, my mum, who we lost a couple of days ago, and we thank you for your prayers and your support. It's been amazing. But my mum and dad were married on Christmas Day. They lived in Scotland, and I keep saying that they were heathens because they didn't celebrate Christmas Day back in the 1950s. They celebrated New Year and Hogmanay. And Christmas Day, 60 or 70 years ago, was just an ordinary day, and they were married on Christmas Day. And as I think back over my lifetime, how Christmas has changed, the feel of Christmas, the reality of Christmas, the gifts we exchanged at Christmas has all changed dramatically. And if we, and as I was kind of thinking about change, and there's only one thing sure in life, they say, is that change will always be present, that nothing ever stays the same. Sometimes we would want it to, but it doesn't. We have this change, this constant change that we experience. And as I was looking back at the origins of Christmas and how it's evolved into what we have today, we see that it was celebrated as Christ's Mass. And through the original Nativity, and the way it's celebrated, there's been influence, particularly in the early days, from the Roman calendar, and emperors that established the birth of Christ on December the 25th. This coincided with the winter solstice, and from there it's grown into all the things we associate with Christmas. It's been kind of an evolution of the idea. And so Christmas today involves trees, gifts, candles, carols, holidays, Father Christmas. And the most important thing, of course, is food. Of the food that we have at Christmas. I suppose the growth of Christmas, the transformation, the changes that we've seen, is driven by consumerism. We've got to recognise that. And it's just symptomatic of the world that we're living in, this ever-changing, ever-driving, that is bringing change to our Christmas. We never stand still, and what we think is okay today will be different tomorrow. It's all meant to make the world a better place, but somehow it doesn't feel like that, does it? It just doesn't have that feel that life is getting better. And it's very easy to be a doom and gloom merchant, and I don't want to be that this morning, because as Christians we should recognise what's going on and understand the value of Christmas. There's been times in my life where I've kind of wanted to turn my back on Christmas because it just seemed to have got out of hand. But there is a truth, there is a relevance, there's a reality about Christmas that as believers we need to keep hold of. And the story of Christmas is very simple. The creator of the universe and our creator God wanted to bring us a gift that would transform our lives. He wanted to bring us a gift that would connect us with him so that he could work in us day by day. And he gave us his son, who was born miraculously and whose birth began to challenge those in authority who saw him as a threat. From the very birth of Christ, he became a real challenge to people around him. Those looking for the Messiah, he revealed himself with a message of salvation and of hope. Both shepherds, who I suppose were the lowly people, they were the laborers of the day, and the Magi, those with wisdom, those looking for something spiritual, found his birthplace and worshipped him. God wanted to save his people, and he did this through Jesus. His promise was that those who put their faith in him would be saved, forgiven, and live in the grace of God. One of the scriptures that I just want to read this morning is found in Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the gift that we are celebrating today, he says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's telling us that his gift never changes, that his heart towards us will always be the same, that he wants to share his life with us, and that will not change. Jesus promised this in John chapter 10. He says, I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Jesus is the way that we enter into a new life. It's the way we enter into a life of abundance, where we can have life to the full. And we're talking here about a spiritual birth, a spiritual growth, a spiritual freedom that we get when we enter into this kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, which is the gift of Christmas. John 14:27 says this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. And that is a great gift to have, isn't it? To live in peace, have no trouble in our hearts, and not be afraid. What an awesome gift that is to this world that seems to live in turmoil and in fear. The promise of Jesus is he'll never change. That his heart towards us will never change, that his gift of peace and joy and fullness of life, this gift where we can live not worrying about anything, not being afraid of anything, is the awesome gift of Christmas. This life that Jesus came to give us sustains us in every circumstance, gives us peace and fullness of life. Who wouldn't want that to be living in them? This is a spiritual gift and satisfies unlike other gifts we receive at Christmas, which sometimes are discarded after a day. And if you've got children, you'll know what that means. So easily we receive, but so quickly we discard the things that are given to us in this world. And that can be the same for our lives. We can be given so many things, we can seek satisfaction in things, but God wants to break into who we are. He wants to begin to work in our heart so that we can live in peace and not be afraid of anything, because we know he gives us all that we need. While the world is ever changing, while the world is trying to challenge or disprove God, God remains the same. He never changes. He remains the creator of the universe, all powerful. He remains our creator, our Father. He will continually and without condemnation love the world. He loves each of us with unmerited favor. He has plans for our lives. He wants to heal us physically and emotionally and spiritually. He wants to repair us. He wants to fill us with himself. He wants to grow us and transform us. And this is the gift of Christmas. And like we were reminded by Lisa, we've got to take hold of that gift and actually use it. We've got to open it and apply it to our lives. Jesus was born that we might have this life offered by God the Father. This will always, always be the story of Christmas. And as believers, we can get caught up in other things around Christmas. But let's not forget that the greatest gift ever was the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, who will never change. His love towards us will never change. His wanting to transform us will never change. Giving us the opportunity for him to be living in us will never change. And knowing that our eternal future is secure in him. Which is why this morning I can stand here knowing that my mum is in a better place. That's the gift of Christmas. That's what God came to do. We know that the struggles of this world that many of us face, physical and spiritual, all the battles that we can have, we know that there is more to come, there is better to come. And it brings peace to our hearts and takes away the fear that sometimes we have around death. So Christmas is a time when we've got to remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and will remain the same forever. His heart towards us, his plans for us will never change. So let's focus on him over the next day or so and give him every opportunity to be God in our lives. Thank you.